This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault.
Woohoo!
And Adrian Chenault. And we are here today with the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And we finally have a guest with some brains. So we're very excited about this today. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. I've known him a long time. I've known his wife a long time. They were unbelievably nice the first time I'd ever met him. We'd kind of been the Mutual Admiration Society for a long time. And I can vividly remember when he walked up and said, you know, he's just got this demeanor about him because he works out about 17 hours a day. And I think he does Colombian jiu-jitsu.
Colombia, I think it's Colombia.
Is it Colombia? Yeah, I can't ever remember. It is pretty cool. So anyway, or something with jiu-jitsu. And so no matter what that is, he must be pretty doggone tough. So he's just stocky and kind of scared me a little bit. And his reputation preceded him. And now over the last few months, I've just gotten totally plugged into him. And I'm always trying, because he's got the same name, which pisses me off. And he's always doing more brilliant things than me. He's trying to figure out a way to kind of like put shade on him. So I call his friends and go, what do you think of this guy? And I keep thinking they're going to say something rotten. And whether it's Josh Higginbotham, whomever it might be, cannot stop saying nice things about this guy's soul. So where's your soul? Is it over here?
I don't know.
So by your heart?
Sure.
Anyway, it's soul and everything else.
Yours is long.
I am soulless, so I'm just hoping. So anyway, here we go. Get off your phone, Adrian. Let's
I'm
go to work.
I'm trying to check what.
You guys are hilarious. Is this like this every day?
This is our life.
Day.
Okay, so good morning, Tom. Or afternoon, Tom. How are you?
I'm so blessed to be here. I always remembered, I'm like, oh, yeah. Todd Felker, I'm on the Tom Chenault Show. Oh, yeah, I'm on the Tom Chenault Show. I'm like, when am I going to be on the Tom Chenault Show?
And you never had your chance, though, because these guys are so sure I'm going to die that they changed the name. It's not Tom Chenault Show anymore. So you totally got aced. I got aced on that twice. It used to be called the Home-Based Business Radio Show, and that was just the biggest show on the planet. We just had everybody doing it. So Doug Feuerbach and Troy Dooley and Brett Metheny and Mel Atwood, let's see, who else do I hate? They got together and called me on the phone and said, do you think you could get us on Genesis Communication Network, who hosts my show? Because you're on 550. It's a blowtorch. And we'll do a show every day, and it will be phenomenal. I go, I'd be happy to do that. Can we pay you? No, I'll do it for free. So, do you know what they named the show?
What?
Like the Home-Based Business Radio Show. They named it the same thing. And totally wiped me out because they're such jerks. So I said, fine, let's see if they can do it again. So we called it the Tom Chenault Show, and nobody ever stole that name because everybody hates me. So finally we got to him, and he said, Dad, you are like in the fading fast. And so now it's called the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and that's where we are. That's what you're on, and we are so completely honored to have you. It's unbelievable, and your wife is such a firecracker. So this morning I was doing my due diligence on, because I don't need any advice on TikTok, man. I got followers. 57 followers.
How many?
57. Yeah, I was 49 last week when you helped me and got me 8. But you actually got me 8. I went up to 59, and then people actually thought it was Tom Chenault or something, so I went back down to 57. I have no idea. So I went down by 2 this week. But the fact is he's got 741,000. Followers. So pay attention today to this lunatic because he can bring the rain not only in TikTok but in network marketing. I love him with all my heart. Let's get this show on the road.
That is the worst edification and the best all wrapped into one.
What would you expect?
I don't know.
That was so accurate. Thank you.
I expected traditional blah, 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 edify, blah, blah. That was so fun.
No, I can go all the way back to John Valenti and you. I mean, I've known you since you were born. But you know what? Anybody can read and be a parrot. And I'm not a parrot, man. I don't want to be pigeonholed. Parrot, pigeonholed. You notice that? Two bird jokes. And here's the reason. The reason is because, man, stop being predictable. You guys, you've got to be your best self. He didn't break out. until he started being the real Tom Schallen.
Hmm.
I didn't break out. I used to want to be him. I wanted to be Eric Worre. I wanted to be Fraser Brooks. I wanted to be Rob Sperry. I didn't break out until I finally realized the way I was the way I was, which was awesome, and deal with it. That's what you did, and that's what we got to teach people, right, Tommy?
That's right. Let's do it, man. I'm super excited to be here. I'm honored. Honored. Ready to have some fun.
Yeah.
It's so your son, Adrian's a stud. You're a stud, dude.
Oh, thanks, man. I just want to be like you. We talked, and he's hanging out by his pool in San Diego, and I was telling him about hanging out in Escondido, and he goes, oh, that's just right over the hill over there. So yeah. That was pretty cool. And so...
But your guys are both men of unbelievable faith, unbelievable husbands, unbelievable dads. You've got four daughters, I think. He's got, who knows how many kids he's got. And he's got three
grandchildren.
I'm the grandfather. So anyway, yeah, you guys are twins, and I need you to mentor him. Because all I did was lead by, don't do this, because I was such a terrible example. I'm looking for like a surrogate father for him. So you're the man. Go.
So, Tom, so good to have you here, man. I have loved, so I didn't know you at all before Clubhouse, which I'm sure we'll talk more about later. But it's been so fun getting to know you from afar and now up close and personal and now here on the show. But one of the things that I thought was super interesting, learning your story a little bit and where you guys have gone, is that you and your wife, Kim, like, it was like you and Kim and network marketing all came together all at the same time, right?
You mean how we got together, Kim and I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were at the Shiloh Inn in Pomona, and we were at a Primerica event many years ago. And she was there at our kind of our first Super Saturday kind of a thing. And I got my first recognition of my life outside of physical sports or anything like that. And all I heard in the background is this girl that went, woohoo! I got this little trophy thing. And I'm like, who's that? And that was Kim.
How cool is that? Wow. And so you guys met in the profession and you fell in love with the profession as you fell in love with each other, and the rest is history. Is that right?
23 years in marriage. Yeah. History.
Wow. And so what age was that when you met her?
We were both 22.
Did she think you were going to get any taller?
No. She, in fact, her, she showed me, because we were friends, Tom.
I'm
a 6'2" guy, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm a short, 5'10", stocky, Cro-Magnon dude.
You aren't 5'10". You're like 5'2".
I'm 5'10".
You're a lion. You're standing on a bucket.
I am 5'10".
All right, keep going.
That's the Tom Schmall signature edification right there, Tom. Yeah,
that one works.
All right, keep us humble. Keep us humble.
Oh, my goodness. And so you were both, you're 22, so you couldn't have been very far along in your network marketing careers before meeting. So you guys figured out how to build this thing together as you were building your lives together.
Yeah, 100%.
So she
started when she was 19 years old. I was, we met when she was 22, and of course I was 22. That was my first year in business. And then we kind of started dating. It took me about 2.5 years of courting, of being her best friend, you know, and, you know, working the business with her too, before we started, you know, before we got married. We got married when we were 25 years old.
You busted out of the friend zone though, man. That's big.
It was a miracle. It was literally a miracle of patience and persistence. It was like I had to become her best friend because she didn't want anything to do with me. I was the weird, weird stalker guy.
Yeah.
I just became her best friend.
Wow.
And then we started getting really close with our faith. And I literally, if you want to know the really what happened was I became a Christian in network marketing. And years later, I finally just said, okay, I give up. God, if I'm supposed to have her, fine. And then literally when I just let it go, I still cared, but I wasn't consumed by wanting to be with her 24/7. When I let that go, finally is when it happened immediately. And she was attracted to me because I wasn't so persistent with her.
That is so cool.
That is pretty cool.
Now you fast forward 23 years, you guys are, you look like you're having a lot of fun. And that makes me, and those kids of yours actually look like they love those TikTok things and those crazy stuff that you're doing in involving them. And you've turned this into a complete family business end game. And basically you've monetized being a family man. And that's pretty doggone cool, Tom.
Yeah, you know what? I could never figure out. Everybody smart figures out what's my niche and what's my micro niche and what's my, I don't even know. Like, I spent so much money trying to figure that out. And I just said, you know what? We're just going to get people to like and trust us. But more importantly, because we have so many things going on, we just got to live and then just document living. It's so easy when you just do what you do and you just flip the camera on. And it's uncomfortable sometimes when you're documenting so much throughout the day, but it's what's worked for us up until this point. And we're just at a point now where we're taking it to the next level and really documenting our life basically is what we do on all the social platforms and have fun doing it as much as we can. It's not always easy though.
I've watched these rabid fans of yours. I wasn't able to keep an eye on you outside of Clubhouse, but now that I'm in Clubhouse, I'm watching you and your wife because I'm jealous. And I'm watching the people that are in your company that love you so much and the people that are in the periphery that love you so much. And that's a very odd thing to me because I've never been loved at any levels like that. And I just want to acknowledge you because you've managed to put it's really a tricky thing that you do because you've got this unbelievable position at your company, yet you're so down to earth and real with everybody all the way through. And in my world, people would say, well, that's not very professional for a guy of that stature to be doing that. But I think it has worked for you at a level that I can't even believe that I want to copy a little more because you've made it real for everybody. And I think you've given that lowest common denominator in network marketing a chance to say, you know what, I can do that versus being that tightly wound Josh Higginbotham.
He is not tight wound. You know, he's a crazier than me.
Okay, good.
He's a professional. Trust me, he's a big kid. He's a bigger kid than I am.
Giant. Yeah, he's almost 6 feet.
He is.
Yep, love him. Higginbotham, about 6'5".
I love Higginbotham. He's a good
kid. He always wants to wrestle and fight and behind. Yeah, he's funny.
I would actually, that would be an interesting wrestling match. I think that could be like a cage match. That'd be a good convention thing for you.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't want to wrestle me, but I wouldn't want to fight, box him or anything like that.
Yeah. That is so awesome. So, all right, we got about a minute before we go to break. So tell these people where they can find you guys on TikTok, and then we'll dive into TikTok a little bit here after the break.
Yeah, everything is just our name, Tom Challen.
And
if they go to my account, they can find all of our accounts. So anything with Tom Challen, you'll find on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever.
Awesome. And you want to go and follow these guys. They're with an athleisure company, so they've got all these great clothes and all this sort of stuff. Tom wears them sometimes. We'll talk about that a little bit more later too. But they're doing the fitness thing, but it's so fun because it's not. They just don't take themselves too seriously, and I love that about you. So we're going to take a quick break. We will be back right after this on the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and the two Toms, Tom Chenault and Tom Challen.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chowan. I thought his wife was coming. I got all spruced up. I wore a collared shirt with my collared stay. I'm very, very upset about that. And here we are with just Tom. It's a great show. But we're going to live through it. So fortunately, this is a very short segment. And take it away, Adrian. Fire up some smart questions.
All right. So let's make this our TikTok segment. I want to talk to you about how you, because you guys grabbed hold of this thing. I don't know if you, I can't imagine you could have realized how big this thing was going to become when you got going, but holy moly. So talk about your journey on TikTok and what you've learned along the way.
Yeah. What I learned is take advantage of new, if you have a message and a purpose you want to get out to the world, take advantage of new platforms, number one. Because your chance of going exponential and building more relationships and trust and followers is so much higher. So that's where it happened. But really, I give my daughter credit because she was posting the videos, and I'm like, this is dumb, of course. And I saw it, and she was videoing us, and then it went viral on her channel, and then we collaborated, and that's how I blew up my channel initially, for sure.
Wow. So you just need a Gen Z person to, like, that's the point, right? It's like crazy how they figured it out, and but you were smart enough to pay attention and to go, huh, well, that's interesting, and then grab hold of it.
Yep, and that's where we started to learn how to collaborate as a family. There's 6 of us on TikTok, so we learned how to cross-promote and build each other up and build. It's almost like a family brand.
How cool is that? And so what's the age ranges of your daughters?
17-year-old is the youngest. We have 2 twins that are 19, and we have a 21-year-old. And they all still live here.
So how do you ask for the money? I mean, that's what I can't figure out on TikTok. It's how you turn, yeah, well, you guys are all... I mean, I watch this crazy stuff, but I also hear the giant numbers that people are kicking out. How do you do that?
Good question. I'll give the simplest answer, and then I can break it down if you want to go deeper.
Yeah.
You know, Tom, you know this better than any. You are the king of this one thing. When you make enough deposits into people with them knowing you, whenever you want to cash in by saying, hey, are you open to this? Or, hey, I'm launching, you know, if I give you a discount for athleisure, you know, go and DM me or make a comment. So whenever we want to make an offer or say something, we get a flood of people who say, yes, show me more. For our brand, we don't do that very often because we're looking very long term. Where a lot of network marketers, they have a little bit more shorter niche where they're constantly kind of value offer. For us, it's value, take time, and then little offers once in a while. That's how
I want to do it. So I don't have to be acting like a carny guy. I don't have to do that. I can go in there, be a lunatic, and just develop a relationship with these people, let them see the true me, and then fire the rocket once in a while. Our philosophy is remember, ask. That's our whole story. We don't follow up on anybody because nobody wants to be followed up on. They want to be remembered. So we turn that into an art, and we should probably figure out a way to copyright that. But, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be possible. So, anyway, put some people on that. So that's you're 100% right, man, and I love what you're doing. I can't figure out the trick yet, but I'm going to skin that cat because if you can do it, I can. So that's that simple, and I'm excited to follow in your footsteps and learn it so I can teach it, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I should say this publicly, but you've said some pretty – you could be the grumpy millionaire.
Yeah, I should do that.
You could be the grumpy millionaire.
The video I did in the bathtub got more views than anything I did. And I just came up out of the water and said something stupid and went back down and it worked out. So I can figure this TikTok out.
And we know you're not grumpy, but you can pull it off if you want.
I agree 100%.
That is so funny. So what is talk about the small offers that you're slipping in. What does that look like? Are you saying just reach out to me? Are you dropping a link to go and check it, you know, to go and look at product? Like, what is that sort of the capture piece of it look like?
Well, mine's more, again, because we're documenting everything in our life, pretty much. Like, when we go to church, we're documenting. When we go work out, we're documenting. When we're having fun. And so I'll be behind the scenes and I'm like, watch this. I'm going to prank my wife. She's actually doing a live show for her new athleisure brand. And I'm going to come in there and interrupt it. So I'll come in there and interrupt it and do it behind the scenes of her doing it. And she'll be like, what are you doing? So mine's more fun and goofy.
Yeah.
Oh, one more really fast. We were in Cabo a few months ago with 100 people doing yoga on the beach. One of the top leaders. And this was really cringy and really bad. I'm not recommending this, but she's very serious about yoga. So I went in there and I'm like, hang on guys, women, stop. I just need to ask y'all a question. And this husband who was leading the yoga came at me, and he's a big dude. He's like, dude, do you want to die? And it's all on TikTok, and it was very uncomfortable in the moment, but we have memory for a lifetime, and we laugh about it now, but it went viral. And that's an interesting, creative way to promote our athleisure brand.
That is awesome, and like total playing with fire to give Tom Chenault permission to just do something like really stupid that almost results in him getting his butt kicked, but getting it on video so that it can go.
I'm going to do it. All right, we're going to take a little break again. So Richard Brooks on here. He loves the survival ad. So here comes one right now. Stick around. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden will travel around the country next week to promote the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. At a Rose Garden event, the president said the bill, with its $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, will bring peace of mind.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night staring at the ceiling thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? I've lost my health care, don't have a job. Unemployment runs out. I'm behind on my mortgage. What are we going to do?
Rallies are happening in Louisville, Kentucky to honor the anniversary of the shooting of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed as police were executing a warrant at her home. Activist Tamika Mallory spoke.
We will continue to call her name, and we will continue to stand up for freedom and justice in the city of Louisville.
This is USA Radio News. A warning from Washington about the coronavirus pandemic was not well received in Florida. USA Radio's Mike Fortier explains.
When President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night to mark 1 year since COVID came to our shores, he seemed to issue a warning.
Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
That remark not sitting well with Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who responded Friday.
Let me just tell you. There's no lockdowns in Florida, okay? We're not going to let anyone close schools. We're not going to let anyone take your jobs. We're not going to let anyone close your business. So don't worry about that in Florida.
The numbers may back up Florida's approach of defying lockdowns. Despite the presence of the B.1.1.7 variant strain and concerns of a post-Super Bowl spike, COVID cases are still declining. Time will tell if spring break will reverse those gains. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got the great Tom Challen with us. He is an influencer on a lot of levels. And what I love about him is he's a darn good person underneath. And what you see is what you get. And he's got the same skills that I love in people that is so rare. And that is his words is bond. And when he says he's going to call you, he calls you. When he says he's going to follow up, he's going to follow up. He is his word, and I am telling you, when you're doing that with everybody, instead of just the muckety-mucks, everything turns out for the better. This is a guy you want to know, you want to follow. I saw his link tree up there a minute ago. You want to get to know him because I guarantee you he's going to make your life a lot, lot better. Adrian.
So, Tom, I want to talk a little bit about what you guys are up to now and what that journey has looked like. So you and your wife are building together, and I know there's a little bit of so maybe you can talk a little bit of the background story of how your current opportunity and what you guys are doing came together. But, you know, it's an athleisure company that, as far as I know, is only women's clothing currently. Is that true?
Yes.
And so I want you to talk about that, too, because I think it's so cool. You know, I think a lot of guys would maybe have a hard time with that. And I don't know if maybe you did at some point along the way, but you just have been so phenomenal. I love watching.
Was Mary Kay and Arbonne before that.
No.
So watching you do that, I think is so cool. And I love the empowerment that is built into you doing that. So maybe give us a little bit of the background story of how you guys came into what you're doing now and what that journey's been like for you, Tom.
Yeah. So I thought the cool thing to do 10 years ago was be a network marketing trainer, generic network marketing trainer. But it blessed our family financially for years. I learned a lot. I learned how to communicate better and coach and understanding what people struggle with. But really, year by year, I just knew it wasn't what I wanted to do long term for the rest of my life. It wasn't my calling particularly. I love to build teams. I love to build camaraderie where everybody's coming together in one movement. And because that's where my life got transformed as a Christian, got married. I transformed my life from being, you know, I grew up crazy and it's changed. So I love building teams. So my wife came to me, but I wasn't looking to get started another network marketing company. She looked at me right there, like 2 feet away. And she says, I'm called to build a network marketing. Do I have something in my face? What are you guys looking at?
I'm laughing because my wife is out there commenting about how great your clothes must be. And I was thinking whether or not you had senior leisure clothes.
Oh, how funny. No.
Sorry. So sorry. I was laughing at my own joke. So sorry. No, I was terribly, I'm terribly embarrassed.
No, she came to me right there and she says, I'm called to do a business. And she's never, Tom, I've always been the recruiter, the driver, the trainer, the culture builder. I've always been the firestorm making the messes and building teams. And she always cleaned up my messes. She always cleaned up and nurtured and supported and made me look good, but never led by example in network marketing. She's always kind of like my right-hand person. In fact, when we go to seminars, it would always be like, oh, you're Tom's wife. Well, now she got started before me. And she referred, she started off, so she, and I, at first I told her no. She started with 13 women. 13 women turned into 20,000 in less than a year and over 4.4 million in sales in 10 months on a monthly basis. So she started that thing. So she taught me to, I need to shut up and get out of the way and just see what she's doing. And about a month later, I decided to partner with her and obviously build a team there as well.
That is so cool. That's what a neat thing and so cool to have for her to step in and have her chance to really shine and for the, you know, for you guys to get to do it that way. That's super cool.
Yeah. It's crazy to take 25 years to find the right fit for us. And also we feel like we're ready for the right leadership too.
Yeah.
It feels like everything in the social media, it feels like everything's coming together at the right time. But we had to go through some hard lessons of, for me, ego, letting go of ego and letting go of broke-mindedness. I had to let go of a lot of stuff to be able to lead the way that we're leading and still learning, obviously, right now.
I couldn't do it.
Because you what?
You're awesome. I couldn't do it. I mean, going out there and following my wife around and helping her put on the clothes and all this jazz, I couldn't do it. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's great. No, I'm telling you, people, I've never seen a fan club like you've got. I mean, I'm watching everybody I can get in Clubhouse, all the giant numbers of the people. And the fan club that you and your wife have is absolutely breathtaking to me. And I looked at your company. I saw what you're doing. And I am absolutely thrilled to death for you. And the people that you're attracting, I am overwhelmed with that, too. And just keep it going, Tom, and helping people. And you know what? I know you guys want to talk about Clubhouse a little bit, but I want you to talk about your journey. I was listening to Earlene Bugs a couple of days ago, who's holding. They got together as best friends when they were 12 years old. They got married when they were 19. They never made more than $500 a month until they were 25 in network marketing.
Yeah.
6 years in it. And then they had tough times after that. And just a few years ago, that she had some emotional times, even with a pile of money that just about took her out of the game. That is not unusual. I mean, you have had highs and lows, and it's letting these people know that the good news about what you've got now are the skills, just like us. Our company goes out of business. Your company goes out of business. A company goes out of business. That's really not a speed bump, because your army's going to look at you and say, great, where do we go now? Because you develop the leadership. Am I wrong or am I right?
100%. You know, part of the story that I don't talk about enough except for Clubhouse is I was raised with the Hell's Angel kind of a biker lead. My dad was the vice president of a biker gang. Yeah. So I grew up at swap meets and biker stuff. And I grew up in high school as literally the stupidest kid in high school. My nickname, like, I would be walking down the halls and people would high-five me. Hey, what's up, stupid? And I literally would never fight. I was bigger than them. I can kick their butt. I was a wrestler, football player. But I thought I was stupid, so I didn't think it was a dig. I literally just thought I was a dumb guy.
Yeah.
So the journey of network marketing has been crazy, of breaking that bondage and breaking that programming. It's been crazy.
Wow. And what, you know, what do you think was the most instrumental piece of that journey of breaking down some of those beliefs that you had about yourself growing up?
I will tell you the quickest answer for transformation is recognizing that there's a challenge of either fear or poverty or being broke or ego. If you could be self-aware, you just stop. I know that sounds so simple. You just, like, as an example, I was telling this, Tom, to Adrian earlier, my babies were crying in the other room, my twins. And I realized, because I was efficient with all my contacts and I had chicken scratches of paper everywhere, because I was inefficient with my time and not having a system for organizing prospects and taking notes, because I was inefficient, I was stealing from my kids. And at that moment, I just made a choice. I was motivated and pissed off enough and hungry enough to change. And people don't change unless they're at the, usually, unfortunately, until they have to. So that was the biggest thing. And for me, becoming a Christian, obviously, is the only thing that kept me sane, for me at least.
That's beautiful stuff. And the app, I don't care what you use. If you're not using it, you're dead. I don't care if it's Excel. I don't care if it's a notebook. I don't care if it's the Dewey's Decimal System or if it's contactmapping.com. I don't care what it is. If you're not using it, you're dead. And what he just said was he finally realized, sat down, he had all the systems there for him, but he wasn't using them, and he finally came to the realization that he was stealing from his kids, and he came into integrity with the way that he interacted with human beings, and everything changed for him. And it will change for you. And one thing that I want to say, I live my life after 32 years of not drinking and all these years of being in network marketing. I live my life every day. I try to, like, I just quit drinking in the last 90 days and I just got into network marketing in the last 90 days. So I'm never spitting on somebody because I'm at this high elevated position in sobriety or in business now that I can look down at them with disdain. I want to look at every human being, not as a prospect, but as a human being, and have the empathy to walk in their shoes and maybe lift them up, because it's going to lift me up. And that's what we all need to do. Right, Tom? And that's what you're doing.
That is so good. That is so good. It is. I mean, the biggest challenge, I think, for network marketing leaders or humans in general is looking inward. And when I finally I'm still working on this, of course, I'm still working on this. But when you could truly see people where they're at, and more importantly, where they can be, and just loving everybody through their crap, because I had so much crap that people had to work through with me over the years. And if they didn't do that, I wouldn't become the husband, the wife, the husband, the dad, the business person that we're becoming on that journey.
Yeah, that's so huge. And what about from a, especially maybe as you kind of have gone through this next wave, you know, talk about just anything, you know, there's a lot of married couples that are building network marketing businesses together or trying to figure out what that looks like. You know, what's the biggest thing that you've learned about how to be successful doing that with your spouse?
To be honest, we're still learning this because I've got more energy, more clarity, more drive, and more purpose than I've ever had in my life. And I have such an extreme clear vision. Like, it's crazy how things are becoming more clear because I see the value of transformation and getting your legacy and your purpose out to the world like never before. I'm way beyond motivated by money. It's crazy how this is shifting. So I'm at an intensity level. So to be honest, if I'm going to be totally transparent, we're actually having to relearn this because I'm at such a fast pace, social media and building and recruiting and this and that, that my energy's off the chart. And Kim's just, she's such a rock. She's so calm. So we're still kind of learning our lanes like all over again, to be really transparent right now. But it's working extremely well because we're both leaders now. And she's a leader. And so it's really an interesting dynamic, but it's been an amazing blessing because she's not my support person anymore. So we're hiring all the support people around us to do what she used to do for herself. So she's building a support system and I'm building a support system and we're learning to come together on building our brands together with that.
That's so cool. And I appreciate, you know, being real that it's a work in progress and that it is something that, you know, you're having to maybe learn it all over again or learn it a different way because the way, you know, the structure of how you guys are doing this is a little bit different than it was the last time around. And so it's a new, you got to kind of learn how to do the dance a little differently, right?
Big time. Yeah.
She's going to kick your ass before it's over. I hate to break it to you because she's telling you that now you set her free. And you hired all those people to do all that stuff because she's got such an unbelievable vibe. And 1 + 1 = 20. And that's what's going to really, really be cool because she's always got so much game. And it's good. That's kind of a little bit like Denise. I'll never forget the first time we got the note from Eric Worre. I thought it was for me speaking at GoPro, and it wasn't. It was Denise, and I just wanted to punch her. But that was that simple because she's good. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back right after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Challen, Adrian Chenault, and myself. Tom Challen.
Yes, sir.
Who would you say, in your experience, is the best contact mapper out there other than you? And I'll tell you who I think mine is.
I think it's you.
No, other than me, you maniac. Are you me or you?
Other than you, man, I wish I could tell you. I don't. Unfortunately, I can't put a... I don't know. Who do you think?
I thought you would choose Lisa Grossman.
Oh, Lisa by memory. I don't know if she writes.
I don't think she maps anybody. I don't know how the hell she does it. Michelle Eldridge is turning into a heck of a mapper.
I was thinking of writing it down, but no, mentally, she does it all. Like, yeah, she organized that thing. I mean, I don't know how she organized, but she would be, yeah.
She's a beast. And then Todd Falcone, you mentioned his name earlier. He's real good at it, too. But the list is so short. It's unbelievable. And if you want a chance to be able to step out away from the crowd, become the best rememberer on the planet, and you own not only your contact mapping, not only your network marketing business, but you everything in your life. Because think about it. I mean, I bought that new home. I walked in. I snapped a picture of everybody at the party. I listened to them tell me their story. I walked in the bathroom. I shrunk that guy out. I walked back out, saw him a year later, and told him the story he told me a year ago. And he thinks I'm like a spy. You win, you guys. Just remember everybody like Tom Challen does. You want to be Tom Challen? Become a lunatic and a rememberer. Yeah. Right or wrong?
Well, Tom, you're the only human being that my 21-year-old assistant said, why did you want my picture? Because
I know. I did it, too, didn't I?
You did.
I
said
your assistant. Yeah, I did do that.
And she's a world changer. You watch, so that's a good move.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Not bad.
They all think I'm a sucker. I have to.
No. No, I told her so she you could remember her face and keep, you know, it's good.
I talk to people. If I can see their picture, even when I'm sending them a text, if I've got their picture at the top, I can feel like I'm talking to them instead of Adam. I just want to be related. I haven't got much time. I'm 69 years old. I have to make sure I got 6 people for pallbearers, so I'm in a hurry.
Oh, my gosh. So, all right, we've only got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about Clubhouse a little bit because that's – so much of our connection story, Tom, is through this portal where I got to hear it. You know, I started hearing your story and I started seeing like, man, this guy, you know, he wears his faith on his sleeve. He, you know, shares about this crazy story about growing up in this, you know, rough upbringing and meeting his wife and all this stuff. And that, you know, there's so many stories like that where we have gotten to connect with all these amazing people. And so what has been the, you know, what's been the best part of being on Clubhouse for you and for somebody who's either just getting going or maybe isn't on there yet? What would you say to them?
If you can work the tool and the leverage of it, it can be fruitful. Most people don't know how to work it right, so it's a waste of time. How I work it is it's a 3-in-1. I'm learning at the same time I'm networking, at the same time I'm building automatic influence from followers and people that see my face all day, every day. So it's a 3-in-1 app. No app in the world has ever done that.
Great call. And exactly what I feel but hadn't been able to verbalize. That's exactly what it does.
Took me 2 months to understand why I spend, I mean, I'm in a different place in life. My kids are older, so I'm kind of being a freak right now. Holy cow. Hang on, guys. We're bringing in the boss.
Holy mackerel.
All right.
How excited they are now.
My new suit is, I'm withdrawing it. Hello, Kim.
Bring your daughter to work day.
They do think I'm the old rich guy that married a young girl, but she's older than me, just so you know.
I am. And now thank you for letting everyone know.
Well, you look like shit.
I love it. I do.
Yeah, not her. Are you? Unbelievable.
Good to see you.
Comparatively, I agree.
We love you, and my wife wants to buy some of those clothes, so that's pretty exciting. So you guys got to figure out how the heck to sell her some, and you're all primped up and prommed up here, and that looks real, real nice. And you know, the contrast between you and Tom really makes that look good, and that's exciting.
Thank you. And
we're so in love with you and Tom and your marriage and your institution and your faith and your integrity and your kindness and your focus and your vision. And we just want you to know that. And we need to bring you on the show by yourself.
Yes.
To really bring the rain.
Well, thank you. That means so much. Thank you so much. That would be an honor.
Yep.
And it's nice to meet you, Adrian. Well, I don't think we've met.
We haven't gotten to officially meet. It's great to meet you. What's so fun is I feel like I know you, even though this is the first time we've ever actually gotten to talk to each other. So
it's hard to do this with her, to be really honest, guys. She's always grabbing my butt.
Just imagine. You are irresistible.
I wish that was the case.
Oh my goodness. Well, you guys, thank you so much for being here. I felt so cheated that Kim wasn't here. So thank God you saved it just at the very end, Tom. And you got to go and check these guys out. Go follow them all over the place, but especially go hang out with them on TikTok because they are a ton of fun. I love seeing what you're doing with your family. I love seeing the way you guys live your life. And who do we have next week? Yeah,
the Bickersons. Haley Hobson.
Oh, no.
That'll be hilarious.
I love Haley.
Oh my God, you've never seen him.
Hey, I think I got some energy, but Haley can move.
Yeah, that girl's got an engine.
But you gotta buy us 43 phones, and God, I don't know how she does it. All right, we're gonna have fun next week. I love you guys. Where are we on the clock? Are we almost?
We're out. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.